This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. The Danville Heritage Festival is today's topic, and it's one of the things that is still going on this summer, sort of, amid the pandemic. It will be radically different, but organizer Van Wagner joins us to share that information today on the WPGM Community Forum. He'll be letting us know what you can expect and how you can experience this festival. And again, it's going to be different, but it's still going on. Van, thanks for joining us. Let's begin with a look at this festival and what we can expect.
Sure. Well, a little backstory. You should have seen the festival we had planned for 2020. We've been for years hoping to get back downtown and make Mill Street our focus. And we finally had the green light to do that with the partnership with the Danville Business Alliance and the work of Becca Dressler. We had it all lined up. We were coming back to Mill Street, had all these incredible events planned for Mill Street. And then somewhere around February or March, we started realizing we might need to talk about this. We kept it on, like we kept the plan a go for as long as we could. As I recall, though, by May, a lot of folks on the Heritage Festival Committee were contacting me to just say, I'm unable to even plan my events given the circumstances. You know, as you may recall, at that time, we were still kind of in quarantine and lockdown. So people just weren't able to get together and meet with the needed people. So there was that complication. And then also, as June approached, we started just realizing, you know, the CDC guidelines are not looking like we should be getting a big group together, even if we're allowed to. And so put it all together, and we made the decision kind of mid-June to, I guess it was early June, we made the decision like we're not going to have a in-person festival. We're going to move everything online. There will be some in-person time at the museum if folks are interested. So on Sunday, July 19th, the Boyd House Museum will be open from 2 to 4. And that's kind of an ideal small group kind of venue. But other than that, we don't have any in-person stuff planned. Some of the merchants are planning a sidewalk sale on Mill Street, which will be nice. But the fireworks, as I understand, are not happening. And I'm in talks with Jeff Brandt, Coach Brandt, about whether or not we could have the 5K still take place, but it wouldn't be the group 5K. It would be an on-your-own, individual, on-your-honor system, and you could run your own 5K and then enter your times. You know, people might say, well, you know, that's a competition, though. How do you trust people? Well, it's a competition, but it's a fundraiser for the Danville area high school cross country team. So I would hope that in the spirit of raising money for the team, like that's the main point of doing that. So I hope that there should be some information coming out about the 5K soon if we can pull that off. I think that would be a cool thing to still happen.
Yeah, I would feel horrible turning in a fake time. I wouldn't be able to stop thinking about it.
Right. It's a charity event. So if you're really that hard up that you need to like lie about your time, but I think folks would still do it, you know, just for the sake of supporting the team. It's not about the time. It never was about the time. You know, runners like to run to be together and to push themselves. So you're competing against yourself at the end of the day.
Okay. And the actual dates that things will be happening, give me a kind of a schedule of, is this a little stretched out a little more because of the online nature of it?
Yes, indeed. So we always say it's the third weekend in July, and it still is the third weekend in July, but because we're going to expand it and make online posts the whole week of the festival, the way it falls this year, it'll be all the teens, so the July teens. So it starts on Monday, July 13th, and it ends on Sunday, July 19th, so the July teens. And what we're going to do is have a different theme related to Danville history that we celebrate each day. So, for example, the kickoff day is Monday, the 13th of July, and we're going to celebrate all things forest. So logging history, charcoal manufacturing, things that relate to the woods of our area. And that will be all posted on the Facebook page for the Heritage Festival. And I should point out, if folks do not have a Facebook account, that's fine. You can still access it. Works just like a web page. In fact, I just tested it a moment ago. If you just Google Danville Heritage Festival Facebook, the very first link that comes up is our Facebook page. And you click that and it's just like a website. Now, it may have a pop-up that says, here, click here to log in with your Facebook account or create a Facebook account. You can ignore that. You can just click no or hit the X, and you'll view it just like you would any other website. And that's where we'll be posting different things every day. Videos, probably some of my songs that are about local history, some essays that folks have written. So that's where it's all going to be posted.
So if people don't have necessarily internet access at that time, it's something that will be around that they can go see later.
Exactly. So what we'll be doing is we'll be posting something new each day, but that doesn't mean the previous days will be deleted. So by the end of the week, it'll all be there. It'll be culminating so that there'll be a tremendous amount of content by the end of the week.
Okay. So run us through the days then, if you would, from 13th
sure.
through the 19th, and what folks can expect to watch out for.
Sure. So here's what we have planned. Monday the 13th, it'll be Forest Heritage of the area. That'll focus on logging, lumbering, log rafts, charcoal manufacturing. Tuesday the 14th, we're going to celebrate our connection to anthracite coal. Now, folks might say, Danville's not a coal town. Why are you celebrating coal? You cannot tell the story of Danville and not celebrate the story of anthracite coal. It goes hand in hand. For one thing, our iron furnaces only were a success because of anthracite being nearby. And then a more modern-day connection is the Geisinger legacy. You know, people certainly know the name Geisinger. George Geisinger made his fortune partially out of owning the Kingston Coal Company. And when he passed away and his wife Abigail wanted to remember her husband and pay tribute back to the people that made their family successful, she chose Danville as a central location to take care of the coal miners and iron workers. It's not by accident. So that's all coal right there. Wednesday the 15th, we're going to celebrate the Susquehanna River, specifically talking about the floods. I think this is going to be one of the most interactive posts. So in other words, we're not only going to post things about the flood of 72, the flood of 2011, but we're hoping people will share their stories, their own pictures, their own memories. And then Thursday, July 16th, we're going to celebrate the geology of the area, not just iron ore, but also limestone and some of the rocks and geology that really makes our area unique. Friday the 17th, we'll be specifically looking at the iron industry of Danville, kind of explaining what a furnace was, what a puddling mill was, talking about the T-rail. I think a lot of folks know some of these topics, but I don't know if you ask most folks, okay, explain the significance of the T-rail, could they do that? So we're going to try and do that and make everything understandable and digestible so they understand why we're always talking about Danville iron history. And then Saturday, July 18th, it's called All Things Danville Heritage. And what that means is all topics together kind of brought back. If there's one particular topic that had the most interest, we'll revisit that. And then other things that we didn't have time for earlier in the week. So, for example, I know the Gatehouse, which is part of the state hospital grounds. We've got some folks there putting together some really wonderful resources we can share online on the Gatehouse. Also, Bob Umbriak, who's on our committee, wrestled with whether or not to still do the garden tours. At the end of the day, they decided instead of doing the garden tours in person, they're going to have some kind of virtual garden tour that they can share. So that is the kind of stuff we'll be posting on Saturday the 18th. And then to wrap it all up, Sunday the 19th, we'll have the open house at the Boyd House Museum from 2 to 4. I should mention that it is free to Montour County Historical Society members and any children under 18, but to all others, they ask for a $10 donation at the door.
I guess you could do the hymn sing with the world's largest Zoom meeting, perhaps, but I don't know if that would work.
You know, Matt, I must be honest. I've been so frantically busy trying to plan everything. I haven't even thought of the hymn sing till you just mentioned it. So that's an interesting possibility. You know, what I love about that hymn sing is every year it's a bit of a loose afterthought anyway. Like we try not to overplan it. It's just a beautiful organic thing. We don't even pick the songs in advance. It's just kind of like, we put the word out, people show up, or they show up, you know, and we just have a lovely loose singing down at the river. And I wouldn't be surprised if something like that still comes together. I think we want to be careful and we don't turn it into a large crowd. So I'll just leave it up in the air at this point and
okay.
say to be determined.
Now, were the plans that you have now is kind of totally revamped from what was going to happen then? I mean, you're not running on the same themes even. You're kind of took it all from scratch when you know, we realized the pandemic would impact everything.
That's exactly what happened. In fact, we had some really incredible stuff planned for 2020 that would have been on Mill Street. I mean, one example I want to share, because I think it's going to come back in 2021, it's called the Ring of Fire, and it's from the National Park Service up at Steamtown. And what it is they have this incredible display. They fire up a giant flame, and they heat a giant metal hoop up until it's red hot, and it gets it to expand. And then they demonstrate how you would put that onto a railroad wheel. So it's how you retire a railroad wheel. Now, when I say tire, this is metal. It's not rubber. And it was, I saw it in person and I thought it was so cool. I mean, it's the kind of thing, no matter what age you are, you're going to look at this and go, that is cool. And they agreed to come. At first they said, sorry, we only travel within so many miles of Steamtown National Historic Site. And Danville was just a few miles too far. And I said, well, what if we trade? I'll come up and I'll do a concert of songs about Pennsylvania history for one of your events. Will that push you to come to Danville? And they agreed. So it will happen. It just doesn't, that can't happen in 2020. But that's the kind of thing we had lined up for Mill Street this year.
Okay, so shifting to accommodate like everything else in life is right now, but still going to be, sounds like it's going to be a very interesting program. I mean, it's just a matter of, it will not be the reunion and meeting together with people that it normally is.
Right. Well, there was the conversation of, do we just cancel it? You know, a lot of local events, they just flat out canceled. And that was certainly on the table, but we all realized that at the end of the day, what this festival is about is celebrating our history, and that history is still there. You can't cancel history. You know, these events already took place. They're part of the fabric of who we are. So it was just a matter of creatively figuring out, how do we still celebrate those parts of our culture and our local region's history? And luckily, the online option is there. I realize for some events, you know, they just had to make the decision to cancel. But I'm thankful that we have these online resources, because it'll be very different, but it'll still take place and it'll still keep that continuity and sense of community that I think is so important.
Okay. And just the continuity of the festival. I mean, that way you can look back and say, you know, we did this every year, even though it had to be a little different at times.
We can learn from our history, you know, that we've had pandemics in the past centuries, you know, before my lifetime. But I always was fascinated at that, when you hear about the World Series and other events that were canceled in certain years. We're living history right now. It's really an unprecedented thing, but it has happened before.
And that's, I'm kind of learning some of that stuff too, about, you didn't really hear it before that much about the pandemic, but there are so many similarities with, you know, people wearing masks and, like you said, the World Series being canceled, all that kind of stuff was going on back then. Now, if just, one more time, run through the, how people can get there. We want to make sure they leave remembering how they're going to find the festival online.
The best way to stay in touch with everything is through the Facebook page for the Danville Heritage Festival Facebook page. So it's easy to find. Even if you don't have a Facebook account, you just Google Danville Heritage Festival Facebook, and it's the first link that comes up. And you don't need to pay anything. You do not need to create a Facebook account. If it asks you to log in or create an account, just hit cancel or hit X. And you can view it just like you would a website. It's all it is a website. In fact, I think the technical web address is facebook.com/Danville Heritage. Again, I take the lazy way. I just Google it and it comes right up. And that's where folks can see all the content we're discussing.
This is the 13th through the 19th of July.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.